I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Pause for dramatic suspense.
Has he been in the facility yet, and whether or not he can be cleared to practice, do you expect him to be at practice this week?
I don't know if he's been in the facility yet because I've been in a dark room in the back. He might be in the facility as we speak, and so I don't have a lot of the answers to that, and I was just trying to be transparent when I said I didn't have any new information as I stood here today.
We have you in this setting as opposed to breathing down your neck after practice about this, but is there anything more you can tell us about what you learned about the dry needling technique or how that might continue or not continue with your team?
I have no new information regarding that. None whatsoever.
All right. Benzi jumping in there. The dry needling technique, I was imagining Tomlin going...
Can we break down the interaction first, Joe?
Yes, I like that, please.
Benzi, he sort of tried to like give a little olive branch of like, hey, Mike, we're not jumping on you right after practice. Now that it's a Tuesday and things have settled down, do you have some more information?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. So much for that approach.
Well, the idea that dry needling could still be going on in the facility, as I said earlier, Brian, I'm pretty certain without any hard and fast information that a dry needle will never appear at that Steeler facility again as long as we live. What have you learned about all of this over the past several days? And my question really would be, do you know or what are you inclined to believe? Was it a team employee that administered that treatment or an outside contractor for TJ?
I don't know for sure, but I've always been under the impression that if you're receiving treatment at the facility, that's where you get the treatment from the team employees. And that if you want to deal with outside people, which many players do, you do that on your own time, either at your place of residence or at that person's office. And that's kind of how that works. So I did get an email from a man named Boris who played college football and was on an NFL like off-season roster at one point.
Yeah.
But he's now some sort of medical doctor. He's a Dr. Boris. Published physician,
yeah,
explainer. And I mean, basically the bottom line of what he wrote, and he does dry needling himself, so he's curious about this. He said it could be a situation where there's no real smoking gun of blame. You know, maybe someone did the thing right and it just a strange side effect that is very rare occurred. So I guess we can keep that as a plausible deniability. But yeah, I mean, this doesn't seem like it's eventually TJ, I guess, is going to have to get up there and talk to us about it. And I'm sure he'll shrug off all of those questions. But yeah, it is a bizarre storyline to wrench into the end of this Steelers season.
Man, I'll say, and it would seem or sound, and I think some of the reporting said that it was an actual puncture. No? There was a small hole in the lung above my.
Yeah, now you're getting above my pay grade with lung punctures and collapsed lungs and dropped lungs is a phrase that's been out
there. Well, sure, but a punctured lung seems like more than a side effect. It seems like a punctured lung.
Like a needle went into it where it shouldn't go. Yeah, yes. I mean, it's hard to even really fathom or wrap your head around trying to understand the mechanisms at work here.
Yeah.
I've never done anything like this. I don't think any of us have. So, I don't know entirely how it works. I guess I should say I'm willing to keep an open mind to hear the various sides of this if they ever come out or if anybody ever wants them to come out. But right now, yeah, Mike Tomlin is as coy as ever about TJ Watt. I guess maybe he's telling the truth on that. Like, he really is in the dark room watching Lions cut-ups and studying their offensive game plan and their defensive game plan. And then he emerges from the cocoon for the press conference, and then he slips right back into his darkness retreat. Limits?
Limits?
Watching, yeah. Lions tape.
Right, I believe that too. It's just going to be the big story this week is TJ Watt coming back. Do you have any educated opinion on that?
Well, I mean, based on Jerry Dulac's reporting yesterday that he is not expected to miss the rest of the season, there are only three games in the regular season remaining, obviously. So you could split it up 33-33-33.33333, or you could be somewhat optimistic about it that Mike Tomlin didn't rule him out immediately this week. You could be pessimistic about it because Mike didn't really shed any light on it. So I don't know. I guess it would have been better if TJ would have been out there on the sideline and we would have had eyes on him, or if Tomlin would have said, yeah, he's around, he's in good spirits. So I don't know what to make of it. And I honestly hate to speculate on something that, again, it's so strange. We can speculate on soft tissue injuries and, you know, unfortunately it's callous to say, but even concussions at this stage, because we see it so often, but this is something so far afield that I have no idea what to make of it.
All right. How about Ben from last night with the Hall of Honor ceremonies going on, talking about Tomlin. Now, it wasn't long ago that Ben was saying, maybe it's time, you know, I think.
To clean house?
Well, he said there's a time for maybe some new things. That's just saying that I think, you know, Coach Tomlin, if he wants to move on, he has every right to want to move on. That was what he said last night. Earlier,
earlier
he had said, maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it's time. I like Coach Tomlin, but maybe it's best for him too. That sounds like he was saying it's time to move on from Coach Tomlin. This was Ben yesterday. Do we have this, Limits? Here we go.
Well, I don't think I say anything that's like really, I don't think I say anything negative. I don't critique the player. I'll critique the play. And just because I said that, you know, there's a time for like maybe some new thing, that's just saying that I think, you know, Coach Tomlin, if he wants to move on, he has every right to want to move on. It's not that they should, it's up to him, you know, and he's earned that right and that, you know. If he wants to go do something else, he should, and we should honor him.
Same thing or different things?
I think different thing. I was standing right across from Ben when he said that. I was probably going to ask a very similar question if Will Graves hadn't beaten me to it. Maybe more so along the lines of, is it awkward or difficult to come back here when you speak so candidly on the show about the team and the state of it and what you think could be done? So, yeah, I thought he walked it back, honestly. That part that you read about cleaning house and time for change, like, I don't think there's a ton of room for interpretation there. You can really get into semantics, I suppose, and do some mental gymnastics to try to explain away, but it's certainly in the heat of the moment of the Bills game with the fire Tomlin chants, I thought it was pretty clear that Ben Roethlisberger was somewhat, you know, not so subtly suggesting that the Steelers move on. Joey Porter Sr. certainly thought that's what he was doing based on his comments last week with Cam Hayward. So, yeah, you know, Ben was singing a little different tune last night, I think. And, you know, then he went on to say later, like, sometimes media, we critique players, even though we've never played the sport. He has played the sport, so he has a little bit more right to do so. Well, Ben, you've never coached, let alone run an organization, but I guess the double standard is the standard.
My God, he suggested he should be the Penn State coach. I think he was suggesting that it was time to move on, but whatever, that just made for some interesting fodder. How do you size up the Lions game?
Not well for the Steelers. I thought this was one of the toughest games on the schedule when it came out, and just because the Lions are 8-6 and on the fringes of the NFC playoff picture and hemorrhaging points defensively, I'm not changing my stance on that because I mean, they're the highest scoring team in the league. They're going to put up points. I don't think the Steelers have seen speed quite like that. Devon Achane is fast, but you know, the Lions have it everywhere and they're on that fast track at Ford Field. I'm still skeptical of the Steelers to some extent after some questionable calls to aid them in beating the Ravens and then womping up on cold little Tua last night. It reminded me of womping up on warm little Dylan Gabriel in week 6.
So the Steelers could actually lose their next two and have the Ravens win the next two and still be playing for the division at home. They're in a pretty good position right now. If they play,
well, that's all relative. Do you want to be like, is having to beat the Ravens in week 18 a good position?
Well,
not necessarily.
I mean, there's
you three, control your own destiny. Though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so do the Ravens, kind of. If they went out there, in, I'm just saying they could lose. The Steelers could lose their next two, and the division is still right there with one win at home. But anyway,
should they rest the boys?
Man, that's a question for another day.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So is this, but would you rather play the Jags, Chargers, Bills, or Texans? Because that's the only, I think that's the most realistic. I don't think Indy's going to get in, let alone move up. And I don't think the Broncos or Patriots are moving out of their current position. So you have Jags, Chargers, Bills, or Texans. Who would you most like to see come to Heinz Field if you're the Steelers, Brian?
Jags, I think. I know they have the best record, I guess, out of most of those teams right now. But I tend to think that if they have to come up here from Florida, much like the Dolphins just did, they might collapse. And it would be poetic if the playoff drought, that began with the Jags would also end with the Jets, would it not?
I like that a lot. And the Houston Texans are smoking hot right now, aren't they?
Yeah, their defense is absurd.
They've won 6 in a row and 7 out of 8. The only loss, a 3-point loss to Denver. And their offense, well, it scored 40 this week. But I still, if they came here, I think the Texans would have a hell of a time scoring. I really do. I think that would be a very, very tight game. May the best defense win in that one. You?
Yeah, I still think the Texans are scarier than the Jags. I mean, they're hot too, but you know, this four-game win streak that they're on, or five-game win streak, kind of like the Dolphins, actually, a little bit. It started with destroying the Chargers. I won't take that away from them, and I have to give them credit for beating the Chiefs and Niners earlier this year, but the last four games, Cardinals, Titans, Colts with a fractured fibula, Daniel Jones, and then the Jets led by Brady Cook. The Jaguars are they're coasting past some soup cans at the moment.
Brian, why don't people give my Fighting Bo Nixes more credit? They've won 11 in a row. They're a couple of kicks away from being 14-0. And they've beaten, let's see here, the Eagles in Philly, Houston in Houston, Kansas City, and Green Bay. Why don't the Fighting Bo Nixes get more credit?
I think they're starting to, starting with this guy right here. I am not a Bo Nix believer, but it's tough to be skeptical. It's tough to be a cynic after the way he played this weekend. So maybe they do have it going, Sean Payton and Bo Nix. And we know that defense has been nasty since the Steelers played them early last season, when we kind of first started realizing, oh, wow, the Broncos have some guys up front. And obviously in the secondary, they have Pat Surtain, the second reigning defensive player of the year. So, yeah, that team is a tough out for sure. And if Bo Nix, I suppose, and why do people not believe in them? I think because you have seen Bo Nix have some duds of a performance at times. But if he can play like he's been playing lately, then, yeah, absolutely the Broncos can go on a run.
Limits, the moving you out of this conversation has Brian Batko almost weeping.
A frequently asked question, Brian, is regarding Patrick Queen and ultimately how he plays week to week. And I saw him actually go at somebody on Twitter yesterday after the game. Did you see what Patrick Queen had to say, Brian? If not, I'll read it to you.
I did. I did see it. It was four letters, correct?
Yes, to a man named Neil. Where he said,
a man named Neil.
Patrick Queen is the rare player who gives more effort after the whistle and than before it. And Patrick Queen responded with a shut the you know what. So, what do you make of Patrick Queen's performance over the last couple of weeks?
See, that's what Big Ben was talking about. People critiquing the player instead of the play. No, I think Queen was pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Last night. I don't know why he so frequently feels compelled to spark up a little Twitter beef, but who am I to say? So no, I mean it. That was a tone setter when he shot the gap and brought that guy down. Hit him 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. I mean, he just read that perfectly. That was like when they signed him last March. If you would have said, "All right, put a play up on the screen of what you're expecting you're going to get from Patrick Queen," that probably would have been it.
All right. Lastly, Brian, we have a very, very interesting schedule this week, and the first game fascinates me. It's the Rams in Seattle on Thursday. It's a 1.5-point spread, Rams favored. The Rams lose that game. I think they're the best team in the NFL. They're a wild card, probably, which is incredible to me. Then we have Green Bay at Chicago on Saturday. Then we have games like Steelers at Detroit, New England at Baltimore. We've got all kinds of things happening this weekend, Brian. But how about that first game, Rams at Seattle?
And Colts Niners again at the end of the week. I think we all want to see round two of Big Phil season hangs by a thread. But yeah, Rams Seahawks is a phenomenal Thursday night football game. Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, last year, didn't the Rams find themselves in a situation where they had to go on the road in the playoffs? And as good as Matthew Stafford has been, I don't know if you want him trying to dial it up and thread the needle in, you know, sub-freezing temperatures in, say, Philly or somewhere like that with all the marbles on the line. You want to keep things nice and hospitable for him at his age.
Well, I suggest they win Thursday. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
See you, Brian.
Bye, Brian.
Brian Batko of the Post Gazette. Read his stuff at postgazette.com.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner. It's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly. Whether I'm serious searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tenderloin, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've probably heard it said, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And that idea applies not just to words, but to the way you move through life. It's about setting an example, taking the lead, and adapting to whatever comes your way. That's why people love the Range Rover Sport. It's a vehicle that embodies that mindset, blending power, poise, and performance. With its distinctly British design and exquisite interiors, it's immediately clear this isn't just a car. It's a statement. Inside, innovations like the cabin air purification system and active noise cancellation create a level of comfort and control that feels effortless. And with 7 terrain modes and a choice of powerful engines, including a plug-in hybrid with an estimated range of 53 miles, the Range Rover Sport balances raw power with refinement. Dynamic, agile, and truly instinctive, it reflects a confident, intentional way of driving and living. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/us/sport.